Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com dealing with an IHSA modified calendar and schedule. And normally volleyball is a sport that is played in the fall. This year being played in the spring. And we're joined by Rock Ridge head coach Candy Lopez. I know a lot of the attention has been on football with it being moved to spring. But what about volleyball? What have been some of the challenges with the calendar move, at least this school year, regarding that sport?
Well, we originally thought our season, of course, was going to be starting in earlier in February, early February, and then it got pushed back again. So not only did we obviously get pushed back from the fall, but just pushed back a second time, which causes the motivation and momentum, I think, to just swing around. So we've actually faced just the fact of when are we going to actually be able to start. So it's been a wonderful feeling to be able to get back in the gym and actually play volleyball.
Well, I know when I've talked to, you know, football coaches here the past couple of weeks, I've said, well, when they put the ball on the tee, does it feel like football season, even though it's not, you know, October or September? And I guess I'll ask you, does it feel like volleyball season, even though you walk into the gym in March and it's not September or October, I guess?
It does feel like volleyball season. Honestly, once you're back on the court, it's kind of like the riding the bike thing. It feels just natural and really good, maybe better even at this point in time than it has ever before because we have had such a break. It's also going to seem a little strange that we're going to roll right into next season, right off of this season. So that's a plus, I think, for most people with their athletes. So it is definitely feeling like volleyball season, and I'm definitely glad we got a chance to be a part of it.
Yeah, and then the other thing I know, you know, with the calendar, so you transition from basically a basketball season to a volleyball season. And normally it's the other way around. And I know football coaches are kind of dealing with that on the boys' side. And then, you know, traditionally, you know, you have the volleyball season in the fall that coincides with golf and cross country. Has that resulted in any change? I mean, have you got some kids that maybe have never played volleyball, have come out before? Or has there been an adjustment of going from, like, basketball to volleyball where usually it's the other way around?
Yeah, we didn't have any other players that came out with the switch in season this year. However, we did have an overlap. And so the girls were playing basketball on a Thursday night and came to practice on Friday for volleyball. So we definitely had an overlap, and that was of a week of a season. We had already been practicing for 4 days before that. So that has been interesting, and we also have a softball switchover, which will happen right after our spring break on April 6th, where the softball team is going to start, and we have several softball players that will be playing a little bit of double duty until volleyball's done.
Yeah,
so, yes, it does make a difference.
And that's the one thing, too, that has been – and I think the IHSA realized it, but we're dealing with a pandemic, and hopefully this is the only year we have to do it. But the overlap – you know, trying to make that work. It's easy to sit here and say, well, all these coaches, they need to work together. They can work together to do it. But it's another thing when a season is going on and then you're trying to, well, schedule practice. And then there's games that are played and then there's other sports that are taking place. It's easy to say that, but it's another thing to do it. I know the overlap has to be a challenge, and I'm not speaking as it just relates to Rock Ridge and just as it relates to volleyball, but I'm talking about when we announced, the IHSA announced that, hey, we're going to have all these sports, and we have basically only 4.5 to 5 months to get them in, 3 seasons basically. You knew that was kind of going to be a challenge. It's been a challenge, hasn't it, to deal with that kind of overlap?
It's definitely been a challenge. But I think the biggest thing is we don't want to overwhelm our athletes either, and they're still young, and we don't want to get them have them have injuries. So we do have to work together and make sure that they are not overdoing it because the athletes love to play. So they're going to do everything they can. So we've been careful about that. Yeah, I think, though, it's definitely a challenge. And then just the limited number of practices that we've had to get them ready also has been an extreme challenge. You're just doing the basics and getting in what you can get in. So I'm really proud of the girls for how they played plainly because they really haven't had that much time on the court together.
Yeah. So, you know, you look at volleyball, right? So you start officially the practice date, I think, is March 8th, and it ends April the 24th. Now, you know, basically the only sports that are getting the traditional state tournament series are those sports that didn't get it last year. And we're talking about the traditional spring sports of, you know, baseball, softball, and track. And I asked, you know, whether it be, you know, Coach Say or Coach McDonald over at Rock Ridge or any coach in the area, you know, when this modified calendar started, I'd always ask him, well, one, at the beginning of the season, how do you approach this season knowing that, you know, it's the calendar date that just says, boom, you're over. There's nothing else. You're playing to this date, it's over. And then the other thing, and you haven't, you know, you'll do this at the end of the year, the question I ask is, how do you assess the season then? Hmm. So how have you kind of approached things here knowing, because I know during the long volleyball season, you play conference schedule, you play non-conference schedule, you say, well, I hope we're playing our best volleyball when the postseason rolls around. So I guess factoring all that in, how do you do that COVID-19 with the modified calendar?
Well, we just try to make every game super important. And right now it's fairly easy to do because they have had such a wait time on it and not even sure if they were going to have a season. So this especially group of seniors that wasn't sure if they were going to have a season at all, every game is really precious to them. So we're handling, I guess, maybe as best as we can every game as a postseason game, because truly once we play a team, we play them twice in 1 week and then we're done playing them. And we know we won't ever see them again in a postseason situation. So we have to consider that what we do on the court against them at that point is our postseason. Yeah, which is tough.
Yeah, and that's a fair answer. And as you get toward the end of the season, then I guess you kind of measure to say, well, how do we transition from this year? And, you know, when I've talked to the IHSA before, they've indicated, you know, that they believe they're going to have the normal calendar back next year. Everybody's saying that. Do you look at how you transition from then this season to kind of next season where you know maybe postseason is back in play?
Yeah, we do see some of our toughest competition just in these 12 games that we're playing. So that's a good sign for us to really feel like if we can accomplish something big here at this time, we hope to carry that obviously into next season, even though we'll have, you know, a different set of players. But it still is an opportunity to see some of those really challenging teams right now, and then again in, you know, just 3 or 4 months, or it seems it's going to come around very quickly. I think a building process for sure, just on getting to see what every team has.
Well, you've had a good COVID season, I'll say that right now, with the modified calendar. You sweep Sherrard, and you split this week with Orion, and I know it was a three-game match. We're talking to you on Friday, but a three-game match last night or Thursday night. So I assume, and I know the limitations of fans, there can only be so many spectators still with the indoor sports. There's limitation there. But I assume that felt probably Thursday night like, it's volleyball season. It's the IHSA. The kids are competing. And it feels good to get back in this environment. How good did that feel, I guess, Thursday? One, not only winning, but two, being involved in a competition like that.
Oh, it was. I'm still on a high, to be honest. It felt very good. It did feel like the gym was packed, honestly, because we had so much noise in the gym between both teams and even the limited spectators, because it was so exciting. So it felt like a packed gym. And I think the emotions ran so high on both teams. It was just a great, great match overall for both sides.
Yeah, and I guess when you speak to this year, and if you look at volleyball, you know, in the traditional season, it looked like this is, you know, really going to be a good year in the area with the track on that side, the west side of the volleyball conference. When you talk about, you know, the tradition of Orion, I know you still have Fulton twice on your schedule. They're always a power, and then Riverdale's always been good in volleyball. And it looks like you're primed for a pretty good year at Rock Ridge. You're a little bit disappointed that you're not getting a postseason with this group?
Oh, yes, most definitely. They went through that part of their I don't know what you'd call it, a grieving process, that they weren't going to be able to have that postseason. But that, I think they got it out of their systems and they're over, and they know now just these games are super important, that they do get. But yeah, it is it's a powerful team. We have a lot of variety in what we offer, on the court. So, yes, it was a team that I felt like could do some really great things in a postseason. So sad, yes, but again, we have to put that behind us and just do the best we can for what we are given, and play every night like it's the last night.
And I know it looks like you, and I don't know if the track is saying it, it looks like you could play for a conference title this year, but I don't think they're doing it, but you're playing everybody twice on your side of the division. So we're talking with Candy Lopez, the head volleyball coach at Rock Ridge. I was going to ask you too, so as we wrap up here, you know, with the different mitigations I followed this year, you know, during the basketball season, I know the visiting team gets the ball out of bounds to begin a game. And I know with, like, football, they've extended the sideline area from the 10 to 10 for the coaches and the teams to stand, and they can roam the sideline. And then there's only one team representative that can go out for the coin toss. Are there any specific, like, I don't know if it's fair to say weird, you know, mitigations that are in play. I mean, are there any like new, like, what are the COVID mitigations that are in effect for like volleyball?
We did have one captain that got to go up last night, which was super nice, because up to this point we've just been the coaches going up. So it was nice for a player to be able to go up. We do stay on our side of the net, the court, for all three games or two games, whatever we play. We do not switch courts. We don't shake hands, which we normally do before the game. It's just a wave when the game is over versus, you know, actually shaking hands. So that part's different. Obviously, we're just keeping our distance. Masks have to stay up all the time on the court, which is tough when you play like the three games that we played last night. That is very, very tough for the breathing and such. So, that's a big deal.
Yeah, that I didn't realize that about volleyball. That's an interesting dynamic where you stay on your side of the court if it goes all three games. That's interesting in terms of, you know, just the dynamic of how that is when you play volleyball.
Yeah, it's different because they have done the switch for so long, but it's actually not a terrible thing. I think as long as, you know, both sides are pretty equal, it's actually to go back and forth every game. You're hauling your stuff back and forth, so it's been a little more relaxed in between games without having to do that. So I don't know what they'll think about for the future, if they'll go back to the way it was, but it's not really a bad deal just to kind of see where we were, which is how they used to do it lots of years ago.
All right, what a week for the Rockets. Nice win Thursday night in volleyball. They win at Orion. So a big win for the Rockets in high school volleyball. Coach Lopez, thanks for helping us out today, and hopefully the Rockets can keep it rolling here in 2021.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. It's Jim Taylor on the WMJ Sports Line on a Saturday morning.